Comments are live.
Good afternoon. It is 2:37 p.m., Monday, February 5th, 2018. I'm Randy Chrisman, Chairman of the Public Service Commission. With me are Commissioners Crashus and Fedorchak. This is a work session on a rules package that we are in the process of implementing. Commissioner, any opening comments?
No opening comments.
Julie?
I don't have any opening comments.
We'll turn it over to Jack or Patrick, whoever wants to take the lead then, and give us a report.
Director, would you like to?
Well, the rulemaking that I worked on primarily was the pipeline safety rulemaking, and there were no comments. There were no comments to come in after the hearing or during the hearing, and so the rest of the rulemaking was pretty much Jack and Jerry's work, and I'm going to just let him talk about the comments in those two cases.
On the pipeline safety, it was just basically implementing the newer federal guidelines, right?
Yeah, we're adopting the amendments that the PHMSA has made since the last time we had a rulemaking on it. So which was December. We're now adapting the amendments between December 2015 and December 2017.
Okay.
And the remaining rulemakings that we had involved Section 690909-10, and that's the waiver for a small wind energy conversion facility that was for 5 megawatts or less from certain decommissioning requirements. We received no comments regarding that. And the other one was the new chapter 69.
5 megawatts or less?
Yes, Commissioner, that's correct. And the other larger portion that we proposed was chapter 6906-11, the wind energy conversion facility systems, and that was the lighting systems.
Sorry, I didn't write fast enough. What was the section, the administrative code number?
It was chapter 6906-11.
Okay.
And that was the lighting systems, and we did receive some comments regarding those. If you recall from the hearing, Basin Electric showed up, and they did have some testimony submit, and they had some concerns with regards to the last provision, section 6906-11-03, the service maintenance safety and the lighting system standards. And if you recall, it says you must receive Federal Aviation Administration approval prior to the implementation. However, they have one wind farm near a ballistic missile base with helicopter pads, as well as the, I think, Minot Air Force Base is in the area. So they had some concerns that possibly they would need, some regulatory approval from the Air Force as well in order to put any lighting systems up there. So they suggested a change to essentially say, and other federal agencies with regulatory authority. So I was thinking that would be something that we could address. It seemed appropriate, and I thought I would just want to open that up for discussion. But before we get there, I'll run through the other comments as well. Dr. Doug Darling, he's the president of Lake Region State College. He submitted some comments in favor of the 5-megawatt waiver for the lighting requirements as well. And we did receive another one from Lyle Bess. He's a medical doctor and also private pilot, I believe, from Fargo. Oh, and it says Watford City. And he had a number of suggestions. I could just read them off to you if you'd like.
Sure.
Okay. he recommended some, I guess, to tell the legislature this was unwarranted and dangerous. He recommended that the legislature propose this rule so that it would be in parity with other towers and essentially ask radio towers and other towers to have the same lighting requirements, which kind of seemed to contradict the first suggestion that he had. He recommended the legislature, if this was proposed regulation is intended to reduce light pollution, and essentially wanted this to also extend to other forms of light pollution, And if you refer earlier in his letter, he was talking more about natural gas flaring, and I think that's what he was referring to. He, in suggestion number four, he asked the PSC to interpret or disregard portions of the legislation in accordance with the first three things he said. And also he asked us to create some guidance regarding the liability, who would be liable if there was an equipment malfunction. I reviewed most of those. Clearly some of those are outside our jurisdiction, the towering, the flaring. Most of those other things will be taken into consideration by FAA approval. I read back through the aircraft circulars, and while those are not mandatory, they are suggested guidelines, and they are also what the FAA looks at in their approval process for approving a system. Of course, the ones disregarding the legislation was, I'm assuming, something the commission was not agreeable to. And so I was planning just writing an order to that effect. Mm-hmm.
I don't disagree.
Okay.
Yeah, same. So on the basin comments, does that go without, do we need to specifically say that? I'm not opposed to doing it, but I thought I recalled Alana even questioning the need to put the FAA stuff in there just because we have to abide by all the input of the federal agencies.
Sure.
But if it, I guess it doesn't bother me as long as it doesn't muck it up.
Right. I believe when I was going back and reading through the regulations and the circulars that the approval process would actually take into consideration military
sure.
outposts and stuff like that. But I know they just had some concerns that possibly it wouldn't. I don't think it would be difficult to make a little addition. I thought maybe I'd change the language a little bit to not any other agency with regulatory authority, but any necessary regulatory authority, so that it's not just anyone who might have some ancillary authority. But the general suggestion, I thought, was at least agreeable to me, and I'm not sure about the commission, though.
So
go ahead.
Are we asking for a proactive approval on each of these from the FAA, right?
Yes.
How would it work if it were, if for the other agencies we flipped it around? With the FAA, I think we probably really need that. But on all these others, I don't want to get bogged down in this situation where they probably don't care, but then we have to assume that it's okay because they just never have gotten around to answering yet. And so they end up vetoing it because of just a lack of even concern and actually relying on them to take that effort and give us an answer. And so can we make it that other federal agencies that somehow have a role in this kind of thing, we will take their objections into consideration or something like that, as opposed to having to wait for them to answer?
We could do that, Commissioner.
I think that would be the right way to go on it.
Well, how do you feel about just not including it, knowing that the FAA's approval is going to cover that? So I don't think we need to add. I really don't think that we need to add that they have to follow other federal agencies when the FAA process is intended to take into consider the safety of all aircraft in their needs.
I'm kind of curious for Jack's answer. I mean, Basin has some pretty good legal counsel up there, and the fact that they're spending time on it has me second-guessing whether or not.
And that was what I read from the guidance documents that they had, that those should be taken into consideration. But I think they just wanted to make sure that it absolutely would be, especially with, I don't know if they knew to what extent the Air Force would be taken into consideration or not be, or not be taken into consideration by the FAA. So I think they just didn't want to get caught in a court with regards to that.
Are we going to be receiving something from the FAA?
Yes.
That would say that it's an approved system?
We would receive some sort of documentation.
Then would that documentation, maybe that could indicate that they've taken into consideration that?
Maybe it could, maybe it won't.
But if our rule said something about the FAA's response, including consideration of the military concerns?
That would be us asking the FAA what to consider, as opposed to what they would just consider.
Yeah.
Well, if it isn't included, we can follow up, too. If the FAA's consideration doesn't include the military concern, we can follow up.
But will we know? I mean, they make their decision. They're not, I think it'll be like a, we got it. Like, we got the approval. They can't do it without, all of this seems sort of moot to me. We don't supersede the FAA in telling them what kind of lighting system to have. We just don't. So it's not, we don't have the jurisdiction to say they have to.
I agree.
Well, that's
true.
Specifically, you get to these select instances, the more we're probably missing, because we've got this, we've got that, but we don't have all the other things that you start getting into versus the FAA approving the system.
One thing I might suggest that it might narrow this down a little bit is we could say receive FAA approval or other federal regulatory agency whose approval is required for the service, maintenance, safety of the lighting system standards. That would at least narrow it down to, we're talking specifically about the safety and the implementation, or safety, service, and maintenance.
Each light mitigating technology system must be installed, operated, and maintained in accordance with the U.S. DOT Federal Aviation Administration regulations and any other pertinent federal regulations. Or we could just say in accordance with all state and federal regulations or something. I mean, do we need to say that they have to get the approval? Because again, we know they have to get the approval. They can't, sure. They can't operate without it. But I don't know. I guess I'm just kind of, I kind of feel like Basin is sort of nitpicking here, just because there's consternation about these lighting systems, and this is like just like, well, you got to be really careful that you aren't gonna, you know, run into problems with Air Force Base when that's, we know that. We can't tell them to do something that would cause problems for the Air Force Base and safety or the FAA or any of those entities that oversee that. So I don't have a lot of consternation about whether it's in or not, but I just don't think it's necessary.
So, Commissioner, are you suggesting that we just, instead of requiring approval, just say must be done in accordance with these requirements?
As an option. Yeah. But did it require approval? Did the law, was the law passed saying that we had to have it? Is that why we're adding that?
I'd have to go back and review that, Commissioner, at the time.
I think it might have been. It might be in the law.
I believe so.
Yeah. This is going to probably be a silly question, but I'm going to ask it anyway. When it comes to the FAA, I would assume that a military installation would supersede the FAA, but at the same time, do they work together? Which they obviously would have to in many instances, but is that the extent of it, working in cooperation, or who has authority over who? And I would suspect it's the military, but I really don't know.
I'm not sure if I can answer that question either, Commissioner. However, I do know that they do require, I was reading something to the extent of some lighting systems needing to be, for example, if a lighting system goes out, they have to immediately notify the military, I'm not sure what term they had for that, but the military aircraft notification system, as well as I think there's a civil program as well. So I do think there's some separation. I do imagine that they work in conjunction with each other. I imagine that an approval of an FAA plan will take into consideration a military base nearby. But I think Basin's concerns were with regards to that separation of the two different jurisdictions and how they would interplay.
Large agencies like that, I could easily envision a lot of poor communications.
Right.
Well, I have a hard time, I guess, really getting excited about that there has to be a change made that Basin's looking for, or that we absolutely should not address it and just leave it as it is, either way. I'm kind of relying on legal counsel. But whatever it is, if we are going to address it and make a change, I just would like it to be specifically for these safety issues, not because some other agency is worried that certain types of waterfowl can't see at night or something like that, and then we start getting back into that kind of stuff again. Or also that we end up waiting endlessly for a response from someone who's got a war to fight as opposed to this. If it's not worth filing an objection, then it ought to be deemed an approval after some reasonable period of time. Because I could very easily see us just never getting an answer.
Sure.
It happens with, what is it, U.S. Fish and Wildlife all the time. They just don't answer.
Right, the approval piece.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We do have that provision in citing that says if the states don't come to our hearing, right, if a state agency doesn't come to our hearing, then we can assume that they don't have a problem.
We do have that provision. This is a little bit different because we don't have a hearing.
Right, but I mean, it could be, like, if they don't respond to some kind of notification, are we notifying them, or?
I'd have to put some more thought into that before I really make a suggestion on that. I'm not sure to what extent, even if we approve it and we're ultimately preempted, it's that could put us in an interesting situation. So I may want to just walk through that in my mind a couple times of the different ways that could go. I wasn't really thinking from the process of having the opportunity for an objection, of us putting them in, I guess, a contradiction with the federal agency over safety.
I'm wondering if when we sent the notice out about the rulemaking, if the Air Force was included, because they didn't comment, right?
I did not receive a comment from the Air Force.
Did they ever comment when that wind farm was cited in the first place?
Which one?
Basin Electrics.
Do you recall that, Jerry?
Did the Air Force ever comment on Basin's wind farm sighting one time?
No.
The only thing I remember hearing from them was when we were doing rules on avoidance areas, and they brought up areas close to the missile sites should be avoidance areas or exclusion areas or something like that, and that was adopted into our rules. But I don't think we've had anything further from them.
I believe we've had some discussion with regards to transmission lines or pipelines, I think.
That was for the awareness area stuff, I think.
It's the exclusion area that Jerry's talking about, I believe. Yeah. We've had...
Outside of...
Regarding the pipelines, too. Right. The path of the pipeline can't cross communication with lines, yeah. I think, something like that.
What if we just said, to get away from this approval issue that I think is legitimate, Randy, each light mitigating technology system must be installed, operated, and maintained in accordance with the United States Department of Transportation and Federal Aviation Administration regulations and other agencies, agency regulations regarding lighting, period, and just didn't get, like, and if it's in accordance with them, then when there's an approval required, then they have to get the approval. We don't have to tell them they have to get it. That's part of the being in accordance with the regulations.
Seems initially like it should work.
Another state or federal regulatory or agencies having jurisdiction?
Having lighting-related jurisdiction. Something to that effect. You can probably wordsmith it more beautifully.
I think it's very doable.
Okay.
So this, the language about federal agency with regulatory authority is out.
Well, it would change to in accordance with the regulations of the U.S. FAA and any other agencies with regulatory authority over lighting.
With regulatory authority.
Does DOD have regulatory authority?
Sure. Yeah, they do certainly around their missile installations and stuff. They get to decide what happens and doesn't.
You need the word regulatory?
Well, probably not. It could just be.
That trips me up a little bit just because I don't know for sure that someone can say, no, you can't do this and here's why, or an entity says, no, you can't do it, but it's not because they have regulatory authority, but because they have authority.
If you want to just say authority, I think you can tweak it and give us some language to look at.
I mean, I don't know which way it is. It could be fine the way it is, but
sure.
I'm thinking of Department of Defense, for example. Do they have regulatory authority per se, or do they have authority?
I'll have to check up on that. I believe that they probably would have regulatory authority, but
I don't know if you have to define regulatory authority.
Well, let's just we're not doing much right now.
Right.
Let's get some draft language and look at it, and we can go from there.
I think I can find something that would be agreeable to everybody in. I mean, if you think about the Department of Homeland Security, they definitely have regulatory authority.
Sure.
I imagine most of the Department of Defense would as well.
I would think so, but sometimes you find something that isn't quite as it appears on the surface.
Sure.
It could very well be. I think we should just double check it.
That's sure, I can look into that.
Or find a different word that doesn't trip us up.
Sounds good. Besides that, are there any other suggestions or concerns regarding the rules, commissioners?
I don't have any.
I do not.
Nope. Was there a timeline for comment? Or how I was looking for the motion, but I can't find mine.
Yeah, I believe it was January 18th is when that comment period ended.
Okay.
So we're well beyond that.
All right. So then what's the next step, Jack?
Next step is I'll start drafting. I'll make the changes. I will that are agreeable to the commission. I'll draft up an order to submit these to the AG for an opinion, and then after that, if they have no concerns, he'll refer this to the legislative council.
So the only one that we're looking at altering for is Basin's concern?
Yes.
So you're going to come up with a plan and shop it around?
Yep. I should be able to get to you probably within about a week, and I should have an order drafted along with it.
Okay. Very good. Anything else on this case? Okay, we are concluded. Do you guys want to